pop quiz. How many of you have ever felt like grumbling and felt like that your life was in vain? All right, the rest of y'all are liars. I just changed my message. I'm going to preach on what my mama would say. You know where all liars go. It doesn't matter who you are. At some point in time in life, you're going to go through things that the devil is going to do his very best, and oftentimes with great success, at making you feel like, your life is futile. But I want you to know, the Word of God tells us that we don't walk by sight, that we walk by faith in the Lord. We don't walk by feelings. We're not to walk by emotion. We're not to walk by what our surroundings look like. We're to walk by what God's Word says. We're not to walk by how things look. We're not to walk by how things people say they're going to be. We're not going to walk by how we feel. I'm doing this again, you see. We're to walk by what? His Word. And oftentimes we need to be reminded. We need to, the Bible tells us in one of the Cowboy translations, it says, let us spur one another on unto good works in love. We need to be encouraged by one another. And when there's nobody around to encourage you, you need to encourage yourself in the Lord, it says in Samuel. Why does God put that verse in the Bible? Because he knew that at some point in time, there comes that feeling of futility. There comes that feeling of hopelessness. By the way, we're in a season from Thanksgiving through the end of the year. We're in a season where statistics bear out the facts that more than any other point in time during the year, there'll be more domestic abuse, more assault, more attempted suicides, more feelings of futility and hopelessness than at any other point in time in the year. Why is that? This is just the Dennis Aaron interpretation, okay? This is what I think. I seldom give my opinion, but I'm about to. I believe that because during this particular Christmas season, that even secular people, secular stores, you walk in and you hear the music playing, Joy to the World. You hear Peace on Earth, Goodwill towards Men. We hear Oh Silent Night, Little Town of Bethlehem, all this music being played. And see, the focus is turned to the birth of Christ. The focus is upon the Messiah, the anointed one that's born unto us, a child, but not just any child. The Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, God with us, in the flesh. Man, this makes the devil mad. And so, he intensifies his attack on the marriages. He turns up the heat on the personal struggles that you have with whatever it is. And he begins to make you feel like, I can't overcome that. And possibly on your own, you can't. But with God's help, He'll make a way for you. I want us to recognize a very simple thought and plan tonight. You see, I was laid up over there sick for 2 weeks on the couch. We liable to be here a while tonight. Only one thing saving y'all, I don't have enough voice to get too long. Thank you, Laura. I need to put us in remembrance tonight of what does John 10:10 say? Come on now. Pop quiz. John 10:10. The thief cometh. He does not come but to steal, kill, and destroy. The thief does not come but to steal, kill, and to destroy. The word calls him the tormentor, the accuser of the brethren. He's a sneaky sucker if you hadn't figured that out. And he likes to lay traps and ambushments. He reminds me of these little gangbangers. Oh, when there's a handful of them, they tough, but by themselves, they pull them britches up and run. But the devil loves to lay traps for you. That's why the Holy Spirit that resides in us gives us discernment to recognize, to be sensitive to be aware of danger. Look out. Careful. Warning. Go easy. Don't go that way. Stop. But we've got to always remember, keep it ever before us. Never forget that we have an enemy. We have someone that's on a mission to destroy and to steal, to kill and to destroy in our own lives. Ephesians 6:12. I just want to lay a little pattern here for you. Ephesians 6:12. What does that say? It says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. People are not our enemies. Our enemy and our battle is in the spiritual realm. Now, yes, the devil, wrong spirits, bad spirits, evil spirits manifest through people, but the person is not our enemy. Therefore, recognize who your enemy is and recognize where your fight belongs and then recognize how to fight. How do you fight? 2 Corinthians 10:4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. Strongholds being strong defenses and fortresses. So, we have an enemy. It's not flesh and blood. And this is how you fight. Now, I'm bringing this word to you tonight by the Lord having laid it on my heart over there as I was laying on the couch the last few weeks. Not only because people of the world are feeling this loneliness and depression and darkness and hopelessness and futility, but we're about to be encountering with family and friends over the holidays that will have the smile on and be dressed and look nice, but inwardly, they're hurting. Inwardly, they're at a point of breaking. That inwardly they're at a point of giving up. And I'm going to pray and give you a charge tonight, Open Range, to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. Allow Him to help you to discern what's going on in your family and friends' lives so that you can speak hope and life and love and the Word of God into their situation and into their marriages and their homes, their health. You must realize, Scripture talks about, you're part of a body that's fitly joined together. You have a function, you have a role, you have a purpose in the plan of God, in the body of Christ. Perform your role. Be the Christian soldier that fights the spiritual warfare is necessary to fight. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. Don't quit. My mom used to tell me all the time, of course, I was a fighter before I got saved. That's how my nose got to looking like this. Wasn't born that way. But she used to say, son, you got one fight left to fight. It's the fight of faith. And the only way that you lose is if you quit fighting. When you give up, you quit fighting. But if you quit fighting, I love where one of the scriptures it says, and I don't remember where it is, Ronnie probably knows. I can find it for you though. He said, there shall not an enemy stand before you against whom you fight. But you got to fight. I don't understand the mindset of present day church Christianity that thinks that serving God is a bed of roses and just a big bless me club. God does want to bless us. I'm all for blessing. I believe that blessings are a byproduct of obedience to what God says in His Word. But I also know this. There are times that you and I are called upon to fight the fight of faith. There are times that we're to stand still and see the salvation of God. But then there's times that we're to go forth and to fight the fight of faith. And we are in a season of time, specifically and generally towards the end of time, that we better put our gloves on. What's some of the weapons the Lord has given us? Huh? Prayer. Holy Spirit. The Word. Praise. See, He gives us, first of all, His name. There's no other name given among men whereby you must be saved. We can fight the powers of hell and of the grip of sin by the name of Jesus. We come and we're saved by grace through faith in Him. Amen. He also tells us to, when we pray, use His name, to ask in His name. And I don't want to split hairs here, but I want to encourage you over something. I hear a lot of people, when they pray, they'll say these words, we ask this in Thy name, amen. And that's okay. But if we're going to ask it in His name, let's say we ask this in the name of Jesus. Why is that? Because at the sound of His name, demons tremble. There's power in the name of Jesus. None like Him. Never will be. He's the only one. He's Alpha. He's Omega, the beginning and the end. He's given us His name to not only pray and to cast out devils, but to plead His name over our children, to plead His blood over our home, over our business, to invoke His name, to plead His blood. He's given us His Word. Listen, if we could begin to put as much emphasis on his word as he does, importance upon his word as he does, you'll begin to see things happen in your life. Because he says this of his word, that heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word will endure forever. He watches over his word to perform it. Amen. His word. That's why the devil wants so hard to keep you from learning his word. That's why every time you begin to lay down at night to try to read, you get sleepy and go to sleep. You see, in order to trust God for something, you got to know what his word says about it. In order to fight the devil, you got to know the bullets of his word to fire at him. You got to know his word to quote. And not that God doesn't remember his word, but remind him of his word. Lord, your word says, and stand on it. Also, he's given us his Holy Spirit to indwell in us, to empower us to be a witness, to empower us to overcome, to empower us to be able to do things by the help and the power of the Holy Spirit that we in and of ourselves cannot do. He says, if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it'll quicken your mortal body. It'll make this mortal body, this fleshly body, come alive with the energy and the dynamo and the power of Christ. Listen, I in no way want to compare myself to him, but this is what his word says of us that walk in his word, that trust in his word. He says to his disciples, he said, these things, now boy, chew on this. This is hard to swallow. But he says, these things that you've seen me do, shall you do also. Amen. And greater works than these shall you do. Amen. Not because you're greater, but because I go to my Father. Listen, as long as we keep the message Jesus, as long as our trust, our hope, our faith is Jesus, as long as all glory goes to Jesus, all praise goes to Jesus. Jesus is the message. Jesus is the power. Jesus is the presence. Jesus is the provision for all we need. Like the old song says, he's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. How'd that song go? Of things I've had my fill, and yet I hunger still. Come on, help me, Judy. Of things I've had my fill, and yet I hunger still. He's all I need. If that ain't it, we just wrote a song. Just want to encourage you. I'm going to go ahead and close. Come on up, Nathaniel. Bow your heads if you would.